Hachette Audio presents The Ambulance Drivers, Hemingway, Dos Passos, and a Friendship Made and Lost in War. Written by James McGrath Morris. Read by Dean Temple. To our children, Stephanie, Benjamin, and Alexander, and to our grandchildren, may they never know war. In writing, you have a certain choice that you do not have in life. Ernest Hemingway. Life doesn't often hold out her hand to you. I think you should take it when she does, and let the consequences take care of themselves, rather than ask if she wears gloves or not. John Dos Passos. Prologue. In the early summer of 1924, two American writers sat in a Paris cafe. One author came armed with a dictionary, believing that reading the small type would improve his vision. The other brought a King James edition of the Bible. They took turns reading passages aloud from the Old Testament. The Chronicles and Kings were their favorites, along with the Song of Deborah. The café where they sat, La Closerie de Lilas, straddled the corner of the Boulevard Saint-Michel and the Boulevard du Montparnasse, and took its name from the white and purple lilac bushes encircling its terrace. As in most Paris cafés, the garçon had become accustomed to delivering café crème to tables populated by American expatriates swarming the City of Light. As the day wore on, the orders would change to vermouth cassis, or the more potent absinthe, a green liqueur that turned milky white when mixed with water. Of the two men at the table that day, John Dos Passos was the more famous and more accomplished. His last novel had been widely read and much talked about. At this moment, he had a